Exclusive Ann Coulter, Bernie Sanders would have helped himself if he had not flipped on immigration. By John Binder on March 4, 2020. New York Times best-selling author and populist conservative columnist Ann Coulter says Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, hurt his campaign this election cycle when he dropped the anti-open borders position that he held for decades. During an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Tonight, Coulter said Sanders once defended working-class Americans against the negative impacts of open borders and mass immigration but has since hurt his campaign by endorsing decriminalizing the U.S.-Mexico border, taxpayer-funded health care for illegal aliens, and an end to deportations of all illegal aliens. Listen. Bernie Sanders really would have helped himself if he had not flipped on immigration, Coulter said. And I'm not just saying because I think he shouldn't have switched on immigration. But if not flipping your support for Hugo Chavez and Fidel Castro doesn't hurt you, if instead that can be seen as admirable consistency. For one thing, he'd get huge consistency points. This crazy idea that only members of the Republican National Committee believe and apparently a lot of our media is that what Hispanics living here legally really really want is for their deadbeat brothers-in-law is to come up and sleep on the extra couch and undercut their wages, Coulter continued. No, it's the entire working class, African-American working class, the Hispanic working class, the white working class who are hurt the most by mass low-wage immigration. Sanders' agenda has swung so far to the left on immigration that the United We Dream Action Organization, a leading open borders lobbying front, endorsed him ahead of the California Democrat presidential primary. Coulter said that while the GOP donor class and Republican establishment have failed to realize the unpopularity of mass illegal and legal immigration, even former President Obama understood amnesty was not what would win Hispanic Americans over. Consider that in 2012 when Romney was running against Obama, all the Republicans, Rupert Murdoch were haranguing Romney to drop that self-deportation thing. No, no, you've got to be for amnesty. We need the Hispanic vote, Coulter said. Democrats just sit back with their feet up on the desk thinking, oh yeah, you do that, Republicans. In Obama's ads in 2012, in Spanish, running on Spanish-language radio stations, never mentioned amnesty, Coulter said. He talked about how he was giving them all free health care. Meanwhile, Coulter said Black American voters and issues that most impact them are being left behind. The one saving grace from this, because I'm just about to the point of writing my final book Screw It, we're doomed, at which point all there really is left for us to is take revenge on the people who have wrecked our country, Coulter said. And we're getting the initial taste of it right now. Hispanics are voting for Bernie, not because of immigration. He's had the toughest position on immigration. Just like they voted in Venezuela, they want socialism, Coulter said. When the country's over, I'm volunteering to go work for Sanders and to make sure we have a really strict wealth tax. I want to clean out the Chamber of Commerce types, I want to bankrupt the Koch brothers. The 2020 presidential election will be the first time in history that Black Americans are outnumbered in the U.S. electorate by Hispanic American voters, a direct result of the nation's legal immigration system that continues to import about 1.2 million foreign nationals every year, primarily from Central and South America. Estimates project that the number of eligible Hispanic voters in 2020 will tick up to a record 13.3% of the entire U.S. electorate, while eligible Black American voters will make up about 12.5% of the electorate. This translates to about 32 million Hispanics who will be eligible to vote in the 2020 election and about 30 million eligible Black American voters. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.